Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right. Nothing better on a Friday than getting extra money.
More money.
You know, it's payday for some of us, but a little extra cash don't hurt. We have three names right here. We're going to call them out. First one in gets to play Beat the Bank. Your shot at up to $1,000. Big Al Mack, do you have those names for us?
I do indeed. Paula Finley, Kathy Jenkins, and Josh Bowler. Josh Bowler, Kathy Jenkins, and Paula Finley. The clock starts now. 800-KID-LIVE,
800-543-3548. 800-5-GEEK-IT.
First one to call us in 10 minutes or less gets your shot to play Beat the Bank.
And don't worry if you're sitting in your car and you're like, dang it, I procrastinated. I haven't signed up for at KidNation.com. You could still do that. We'll play an hour from now. And if nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we open it up for everybody.
Sounds good.
So there's still a chance. Yes, sir.
Another plan. Put it all together. Friday, Shy Day, I mean, Shy Town, Chicago.
Oh, Shy Town, okay.
Anniversary. Buy some.
Oh, B-U-Y Day.
Yeah. Time's B-U-Y. What time's your flight?
Yeah, I got a little time to explain.
You forgot to buy her a present?
And get something from the lovely airport gift shop?
I was thinking,
I'll call the hotel and have something in the room.
To be honest with you, I was thinking, you know, I paid for the tickets. In the hotel.
Oh.
What, is that wrong?
That's fine.
I'm not serious.
I've gotten my wife a trip before for like as a gift.
Girls are split on this, Al.
I mean, I'm serious.
I think a trip is a gift, so yeah. I'm okay with it. But a lot of girls get very upset if there's not also a tangible gift.
Okay.
So I don't know how she is. I think she'll be okay with it.
Yeah. A little something.
Get something delivered to the room.
A little something shiny.
No. Flowers.
Hey, Kathy Jenkins.
The vase.
Oh, my God. And my best part-time Justin. Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome, Kathy Jenkins.
What are you up to this morning, Kathy?
Oh, just sitting here waiting to go to work. But I'm going to put that on hold for just a minute.
There you go.
It's okay to be late on Fridays.
What kind of work do you do?
Right. I work for a bank here locally.
Oh, banker, huh?
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to beat that banker.
it's a banker versus banker. Beat
right.
Bank.
We've might, never had that.
She might have an unfair advantage.
Showdown.
If he ever calls in six, Kathy, would you mind being the banker?
I would freaking love to.
I feel like you'd be a lot nicer than the one we have.
Right?
All right, Kathy, here's how the rules work. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be in there with you, battling it out, giving you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop, and you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Now, even if he says $1,000, which is the maximum, you still have to yell stop, because if you don't and the door closes, you get nothing, okay?
Yes.
How you feeling now?
I feel really good. I always feel good on Friday, though, so, you know, I feel really good, though, Kathy. I really do.
Al.
I don't know anything.
I'm counting on you.
No.
Famous last words.
Oh,
I'm counting on you.
Oh,
no, count on yourself, Kathy.
Yes, Kathy.
Go with your
You're
gut.
The banker.
All right, let's see how much money you win. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$210. $270. $310. $360. $420. $480. $600.
I'm out.
We'll accept that instead of stop.
Yeah, we'll count that as a stop.
For that reason, I'm out.
Kathy is out at $600.
All right, Kathy.
That is all yours. What are you going to do with that money?
Oh, my God. Big Al, we've got a friend named Lisa. We've been planning a road trip to the mat. We're probably going to be coming to see you shortly.
Awesome. That'll be great, Kathy. Make sure that you send me a message on Facebook or somewhere so I can meet you, and we'll sing karaoke together.
Oh, And we'll buy a boat.
All right, Kathy, you got that $600. Just for fun, we want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Oh, God, okay.
$640. $670.
We slowed down.
$690.
So happy. So happy you won. I'm so happy you won, Kathy Jenkins. Way
yeah.
to go, babe.
I'm sure
thank you so much.
That's going to be your feel-good Friday right there, right, Kathy?
Yeah, I'm starting straight. I'm going to be strutting into work today.
Yeah, there you go. Have fun at work, Kathy. Thank you so much for signing up at KidNation.com.
Work those banker's hours today. Get off early.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your $600. Kathy's feeling good. How are you feeling, Kid Nation?
Woo.
We want to know. It's time for Feel Good Friday. Our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What is Feel Good Friday? Those things that are making you feel good. What you got coming up, it could be a small thing, could be a huge thing.
Yeah.
As long as it's making you feel good, we want to hear about it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're 20 minutes away from a brand new episode of The Teacher Test.
Okay.
Starring Kelly Raspberry and us as little kids.
Well, Kelly always wanted to be a teacher. If she went on radio, she probably would be a teacher.
She'd be teaching the youth of America, you know, because according to her boyfriend, Alan, she's extremely positive.
Hello, I'm Alan.
And that's what we need in the classrooms.
Sure is.
Wonderful teachers like that. So we got that episode for you. And we're 35 minutes away from another three names being called. Kathy Jenkins just won $600 with Beat the Bank. It could be you if you signed up at KidNation.com. Not too late to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We know Kathy's feeling good. How are you feeling, Kid Nation? It's Feel Good Friday, everyone.
All right.
Got a couple text messages here. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE, by the way.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Emma wrote us and said, Shawn Mendes' album came out last week. So she's still feeling good about that.
Still feeling good.
Hey, it don't stop right there. Texas Tech beat Kansas last night. Wreck 'em. That's from Hayden.
So excited.
And Hannah.
2 weeks up. Away from homecoming.
That's right.
Wreck 'em.
That's where Kelly's boyfriend went, so she's excited as well.
She's doing an appearance in Lubbock, Kelly.
Hello, I'm Alan.
We're there just to enjoy the game.
Right.
It's a nice Mexican restaurant right down the street from campus. I've been there. It's pretty. Oh, it's
I'm
a margarita.
Sure we'll find our way.
Oh, this is great. When you give your kid a present and they love it,
yeah,
that is one of the greatest feelings you could feel. And we got this text right here that says, bought my son his first skateboard yesterday, and he loves it as much as I hoped he would.
Oh, good.
And they sent us a picture. He's a little guy, too.
You got him a helmet.
Yeah, he looks like he's probably about 3.
Well, I could never master the skateboard. Downhill and get to start doing that wobble
thing. Oh, the speed wobbles out.
The wobble.
So scary. You got to bail out and then you break your ankle.
Need some knee pads. Get some elbow pads. Right? Gloves.
Deanna wrote us and said, my feel-good Friday is that I'm going to be getting my furniture for my fiance and I's new home.
Yay.
Nice. We're going to stack that house up with some couches, girl.
Beautiful new beginnings.
It is pretty cool. I mean, it hurts in the wallet area, but it feels so good when you get it in
there.
It
feels good, man.
Yeah. Still hurts in the wallet area.
It's big time.
Like a year later.
It never stops hurting. All right, let's go to the phones here. We got a super cool one.
All right.
Like
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You text us, too.
I don't know. I'm confused. I never know when I'm supposed to say it when we do this.
All right.
You
better,
say it whenever you want. You're Kelly Raspberry, dang it. Sarah, how's it going?
It's going great.
So you have a really awesome Feel Good Friday about your son?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This summer, we have been competing in wake surfing competitions.
Okay.
My son is 10 years old, so he competes in the junior division.
Yeah.
And after this season, which we had no idea what was going to happen, we just went to the World's Wake Surfing Competition in Fort Lauderdale. And after this summer, he is number 9 in the world.
Wow. In the world?
In the junior division. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Very cool.
And wake surfing, that's what you take a surfboard and you're behind a boat and you just surf the wake. And they could do some cool stuff on that.
So there's only what?
Yeah.
There's only 8 white kids better than him in the whole world.
You don't know that.
In the whole world.
What's your son's name, Sarah? What's your son's name?
Ray.
Congratulations, Ray. Keep at it, man.
Yeah, man.
Great job.
Wow.
We got a Feel Good Friday from a teacher here. Shannon, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. What's your Feel Good Friday?
It is Casual Friday. I am thankful for that.
What do you wear
what
as a
are
teacher?
You wearing?
I am in jeans and a Pitt State University shirt.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right,
yeah.
Yep.
Reckon Pitt State.
No, that's not
who do y'all play this week since you're such a big fan?
Well, I'm just a big fan of the college. I don't actually know who they play.
Okay.
Yeah, Al.
All right.
Put her on the spot like that. Emily wrote us and said, I'm 10 and I'm happy because we're playing this game called Bazinga. It's like Jeopardy.
Oh. Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, we might have to check that one out.
Whatever makes you feel good on a Friday.
Let's go to Kelsey here on the phone. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. What are you feeling great about?
This is my last week of school. I'm graduating.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to be a massage therapist.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll give you your first job.
Come on by here.
Jeff, well, I live a ways away from you guys.
We'll fly you in.
Tallahassee, Florida.
That's all right.
Yes.
What's up, Tallahassee?
So bad.
I like Tallahassee. Yeah, I'll go out there for a massage. Congratulations. Good luck with getting your clients all set up and everything. You do have to go through a lot from massage school, don't you?
You do. I think once you get set up, it can be a pretty sweet gig, though, when you have your clients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Jake?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're the man.
You got some good news for us, huh?
Yes, I did. I found out this past week that we're having our second baby. We're at 20 weeks, and it's another boy. So I'm going to have 2 boys.
Aww.
Yeah.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Double boy.
Yep.
Double boy right there.
Are you going to keep trying till you get a girl, or are you 2 and done?
No, we want to do one more. And we both kind of wanted, well, she wanted a girl this time around. So I think I would give her one more swing at it.
Good for you. Good man. Good luck, girl.
Awesome.
Good luck. Congratulations.
Thank you. What's up, Erica?
Hi.
So, you had a little bit of a down, but now you're back up, right?
Yes, I am.
What are you feeling good about?
2 weeks ago, I got fired from my job.
Aww.
And it's okay. There's a silver lining.
Yeah.
I've been temping for 2 weeks at a dental office, and yesterday I got told I got the job.
Oh.
Good for you.
Wow.
Are you
and I bet it's even better than what you had, right?
Yes, it is.
That's the way it works.
Are you in charge of the gas?
I'm sorry?
Are you in charge of the gas?
Like the laughing gas?
Laughing gas?
Oh, no. Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. Right. Al's in charge of the gas here.
Baby step.
Yeah.
Different kind of gas.
Good luck on the new job. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey.
So what's going on?
I am hosting a Chinese exchange student, and she comes tomorrow, so I'm feeling good about my Friday.
Wow.
That is so cool. My family, we did that when I was young,
uh-huh.
and she was a lot older than me, so I didn't get to hang out with her as much.
Right.
She had other exchange student friends. Her name was Ari. That was so cool, though. That was such a great experience.
Is a Chinese exchange student going to be in high school?
Yes.
High school
so
student?
It's our 20-year anniversary this year with him, so we get to go out and do extra special things with him this year.
So he came to visit you 20 years ago? No. I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know this student?
No, it's we go 1 year to China, and then they come the other year to us, and it's the 20th year that they're coming to us.
Oh,
so it's not, okay, I get it.
You've been doing this for your family.
You've never met this student before, but this is the 20th year this has been going on.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Can you speak a little Chinese?
Absolutely not, and I have no idea how to pronounce your name, so we'll see how that goes.
It's going to be fabulous.
Good luck.
You do fine. That's good work you're doing right there. That's
my
cool.
My sister did that. She was an AFS student. She went to Germany. Went to Frankfurt, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still keeps in touch with the people, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Hey, Grace.
Hi.
What are you up to?
Well, I'm on my way to work, but I'm only working a half day because I'm going to Florida for the weekend for a wedding.
And then I leave for Europe on Wednesday to Italy and Greece with my boyfriend.
Oh, romantic over there.
Okay.
Yeah. How long have you guys been dating?
Almost a year.
Almost a year. Okay.
It's exciting. Yeah.
So that's like your first big trip together.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, like 10 days. So that'll be good.
That's a long time to be a one
person. It's
going to
be great.
Yeah. It's scary for the guys because then we got to use the bathroom. Sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah. There does come a point in a relationship when that happens.
Yeah,
yeah. In a hotel room, like they're always like
close quarters.
I'm gonna go down to the lobby and check out the gift shop.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm gonna go see if they got a dry cleaner down there.
Man, you go to the gift shop every morning. That's weird. Have fun on your trip, Grace. Thank you for calling. That was Feel Good Friday right there. Keep them coming. We love seeing what you're happy about.
Yep.
But coming up next, it's time for another episode of The Teacher Test.
Nice.
What will the kids do to anger Mrs. Raspberry? Miss Raspberry. Find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry has always dreamed of being a teacher, but can she handle the stress and chaos of today's public school? We put Kelly to the test in today's episode of The Teacher Test.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Mrs. Raspberry.
No, it's Ms. Raspberry. Come on, I'm not married. Well, not yet. Still waiting for him to pop the question.
Mrs. Right, Raspberry and Alan kissing in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
All right, class, that's enough. But I do love kissing him. This has been a good year, and it's also a very important year, too. Do you know why, class?
Oh.
Yes, Jose.
Because this is the year I'm not as scared to go number two at school.
That's too much information, Jose. No, I know.
It's because this is the year that the club Bella Noche's opened up across the freeway, which is a 2-minute drive from my crib.
No, definitely not, Big Alan. And wait, you're driving?
Yeah.
What? My aunt works there.
I know.
Yes, Justin. Do you know why this year is important?
Yes, because it's my birthday this year.
Well, Justin, that's very sweet, but everyone's birthday is every year.
It's also Beyonce's birthday this year, too.
Okay.
You guys, it is clearly because this was the year the iPhone 7 came out, and I got it before everyone else.
Oh, come on, class. It's everywhere. It's on the news, TV, magazines, blogs, the internets. This year is very important because... Oh, for Pete's sake. It's election year. The year we elect the new president of the United States. Do y'all know who's running for president?
Hillary Duff.
Well, close, Justin. It's Hillary Clinton. And who else?
Donald Duck.
That's cute. No, but it's Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Well, can I run for president, Mrs. Raspberry?
It's a good question, Jenna, but it's Ms. Raspberry. In order to run for president, you have to be 35 years or older.
Oh, that's old.
You must be a natural-born citizen. Oops. Sorry, Jose. And lived in the country for 14 years.
Sorry, JC. You ain't gonna never be president.
Oh, man!
That's okay, JC. You can still be first man.
Whose?
Mine. When I run for president, I'm going to let people bring their pets into the store so we can all pet the beautiful animals and share the love. I will also get rid of commercials because it takes away from cartoon time. You know how many times I have told Dora the Explorer where that bridge is and she goes to commercial break, leaving me guessing on a cliffhanger?
Oh my god,
Dora, like... Okay, anyways, did she find that bridge? And also... Every kid gets a tree in their backyard to climb. Vote for America. A vote for me is a vote. Look out, 2046. I'm coming.
Well, those are very interesting ideas, Justin, and good luck with that.
Thank you.
So, class, what would you do if you were president?
Well, first of all, I would give myself a raise to make like $1 billion a year.
Thank you, JC.
Then I would have everyone eat free beef. Yeah, beef for you, beef for you, beef for your grandmama, beef for your kids. Everybody get some beef. All the beef in the world will make America say, Move over, vegetarians. The cows have come home. Also, with you as my first lady, Miss Asbury, we will have an empire of beef. No longer will America ask, where's the beef at? Vote for Big Al. America is at stake.
Good job, Big Al. I find it kind of rare that a president would run with this sort of campaign, but I do hope you meet your expectations.
If I was president of America, I would get rid of all the mosquitoes in the whole wide world.
Why, Jenna?
Because I hate mosquitoes. This one time, I was like, went to Ashley Cacciadorian's 7.5 monster high themed birthday party, and she had it outside in the middle of summer. And I was all like, Ashley, I know it's your 7.5 birthday party and all, but don't be ridiculous and have it inside so we don't sweat off our spray tans and get eaten by bugs. And then Ashley was all like, it's a monster high themed birthday party, Jenna, and everyone knows monsters live outside, so don't be dumb and fit the theme. And I was all like, then why do they keep your mom in the house? Oh. Anyway, she had it outside, and my legs got eaten up by mosquitoes. It's the most annoying thing ever. A vote for me is a vote to be bitch-free.
A purpose with a background story. Nice job, Jenna. That reminds me of when I sold chicken on a stick up and down the neighborhood to raise money for redheads who are single and burn easily at the beach. Can I get a shout-out? No. Get your chicken on a stick here. Bark, bark. We're clucking and chirping to stop the burning. Bark, bark. Big Al, what is that? What is that?
That means I'm picking up what you're dropping down in chicken talk, you know. I told y'all, Jose ain't the only one that's bilingual in here.
First of all, Jose speaks Spanish. That is a language. Chicken is not a language.
Say what? I studied and let one of them move into my mama house so I could learn the native tongue of chicken.
I'm telling you this so that you don't repeat it in public ever again. You don't want to end up becoming a radio personality that asks something ridiculous like, oh, I don't know, is the world bigger than the universe? Chicken is not a language, Big Al.
I don't know, Mrs. Raspberry. I have seen him communicate with chickens all the time. They really do respond to him. Big Al says he's going to teach me because it'll help me get a better job if I'm trilingual.
Why do you always have to be a witness to his ridiculousness? Oh, I'm sorry for snapping. Okay, I'm going to stay calm. I am here to teach. So children, listen to me very closely, all right? Everybody paying attention. Eyes up here. Chicken is not a language, okay?
Whatever.
Yes, Mrs. Raspberry.
Chicken is not a language.
Oh my gosh, I wrote it down.
Thank you, thank you. Now, Jose, let's continue with you. What would you like to do if you could become the president?
Well, that is a very tough question. If I could be president of the United States of America, the land that I love, I would stand beside her and guide her. And I would make chicken an official language.
Oh, my God. All
that's
right.
My boy right there.
Okay, that's enough. Class dismissed.
That's my boy right there.
Class dismissed.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time for round two of Beat the Bank. Kathy won $600 an hour ago. How much are you going to win? Let's find out. Let's see if you're one of the three names we call.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna, do you have those names for us?
I do. The three names for right now are Trenton Elvis, Sandra Mosley, Jenny Morris. Jenny Morris, Sandra Mosley, Trenton Elvis. You have 10 minutes to call 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, your 10 minutes start now. First one in gets to play. Hopefully you win $1,000.
Yeah, man.
You guys were watching a clip during the break that was pretty cool.
Funny.
It's really cool from the Ryder Cup.
The Ryder Cup is it's golf.
Yeah, Europe versus USA. So they're paired up in teams. It's fun. It's a big deal. But they were having a putting practice yesterday, and the Europeans were on the green, and Roy missed the putt, and a fan, an American fan, called him out. It's like, I could make that, heckling him.
When they're doing that, the fans can all be around,
heckle.
Right?
They can heckle.
Yeah, especially this wasn't the real competition. This is practice, so they're all around the green, behind ropes. But, yeah, they can watch the practice sessions.
And so Roy McIlroy?
Yeah, Roy. So he's
This guy's like, European I can make team. That putt, George.
So he said, okay, because you know, they're having fun. It's not real competition yet. It's just started this morning. But yeah, he was like, okay, let's see it. And the American fanny's in like a red sweatshirt and jeans comes down. And they put a $100 bill down. It's like a 12-foot putt, I think 12, it was.
That's a pretty far putt.
Yeah, a $100 bill right down in front of his feet, hands him the putter, and this is what happens.
This is one of the great putts in Ryder Cup history.
He made it.
He's made it.
I don't believe it.
Oh! And that's a hundy from an Olympic gold medalist right there. How good is that moment?
By the way, who do you think he's rooting for tomorrow?
Right? He may have just been swayed.
Just hugged all those guys, made $100.
How that's, cool is that? That's every dude's dream is to be on the field doing what the professionals do.
Because that's all you guys say.
Better.
When your athlete misses a catch, I could have caught that.
I could have made that throw.
Come on, dude. Sacking, tackling, whatever. I could have made that shot. And he did.
That guy's living.
With the athlete.
Standing right there with all the pressure, all the people.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
That is so cool. He's living every average Joe's dream right there.
Oh, dude. That is
fantasy
so
right there.
Cool. Great, cool sports moment right there.
What sport would you want to do that in, Al? Like, if you saw somebody screw up, you'd be like, I could have done that.
Oh, boy. That's hit a home run. They say that's one of the hardest things to do in sports is to hit a home run. And I'm not even a huge baseball fan, but to hit a home run. That would probably be.
But then you'd have to run the bases out. I don't know.
but you can run slow because the ball's gone.
You might pull some.
Or what about an actual catch of a Hail Mary? Because the Hail
that
Mary.
That would be awesome.
Like the last play. I mean, there's no hope. The quarterback's just throwing it
I'd
up there.
I'd want to do
50
the,
or 60 yards.
The last like game-winning penalty kick.
In the soccer match?
In like championship league final or something. Yeah, the last penalty kick. I mean, that's a lot of pressure, obviously, but that's a good moment.
Or like one of those half-court shots for the win.
Oh, yeah.
To win the championship. Or $1 million, because you always see them do that at the basketball games for $1 million, make it from half-court, and everybody goes nuts. So there's a story, a little bit of tidbit news for you.
Oh,
it's time for tidbit news.
So a DMV employee in New York was busted earlier this year for using the state's computer to get a woman's phone number so he could ask her out on a date.
Well,
I feel like a lot of us would do this, though.
I mean, he's just using, like, he just Googled her, or?
No, he went on the state computer with all our information, because the DMV has that.
Yeah, but it's creepy.
Imagine
being the girl who gets that phone call. That's creepy.
I'm the guy that
I understand
took a picture
the
of
man
the
wanting
DMV.
To do that, thinking this is my only opportunity, and look at this opportunity I have, and to get that phone call.
Well, I got you have two options: show up at her house or call her. I think the call would be probably a little less creepy.
Oh boy,
yeah. So
that's still creepy.
They lost their job because that's against the rules.
I hope the date turned out well and the relationship blossoms.
Well, I doubt it blossomed because they found out he did that, so I'm sure she wasn't very happy.
She must have complained.
Yeah, good point.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Oh!
All right.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang. Sleep by 7:30 p. Up at 1 a. Right now, I'm fine. Tonight, no way.
Oh, but I'll be fine tonight, just in case my girlfriend's listening. I'll be fine.
How much money do you guys want to bet that Big Al Mac passes out around 7 o'clock tonight?
No,
his girlfriend's trying to have a romantic trip.
You better sleep the whole way on the plane.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Pop
I'll be
a couple of five-hour energies.
Be fine. I'll
be popping something else.
Pop a hip. All right, let's meet the contestant. Sandra Mosley, congratulations. You were the first one to call back. You get to play Beat the Bank.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Sandra?
Come on, I'm nervous.
You're nervous? Don't be nervous, babe.
What are you up to right now?
I'm at work.
Oh, you are?
Is this your first time on the radio ever?
Yes.
Okay. Anything you want to say since your first time?
No.
Okay.
Sure. All right. Are you trying to hide it from your boss that you're on the phone?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good.
All right, well, here's how the game works. Yep. Kelly Raspberry will let you know.
Okay, we're going to put you in the bank vault. The banker's going to start giving you dollar amounts, and you're going to be really nervous. You're going to feel it in your gut. But there's going to come a point in this game where you're like, I got to yell stop. And when you feel that, yell it, because that's the voice of God telling you, shut the vault. No. Shut it. Okay. Now, even if it goes all the way up to $1,000, God's still going to be saying, yell stop. Because if the vault closes and you don't yell stop, you don't get anything.
Oh.
So hopefully you're right with God this morning and you're going to listen to the voice.
Yes.
Good.
All right, good.
Good. I want to be.
Good to know that God's playing Beat the Bank along with
us. He wants you to win, too.
Yes.
How are you feeling this round out?
Did you say hi, Kelly?
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
I thought this was... Okay.
Good morning.
I'm feeling very good, Sandra Mosley. It's Friday. I know you're nervous, baby.
I'm very nervous.
We know. It's tough. It's exciting, but take a deep breath.
You got this.
Wish I was there. I'd rub your shoulders and try and calm you down.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Just when you feel it, you just yell stop and you take that money, okay?
All right, Sandra. Let's open up the vault. Let's go inside and let's play
Beat the Bank.
Big money, big money.
130. 210. 280. 340. 430. 510.
Stop.
I can feel her anxiety.
I know you wanted to go.
$510. Or she has to get to a meeting. We don't know.
I know you wanted to go, but okay. That's fine.
I see.
All right, Sandra. You got $510. That's
Yay.
All yours. Now we're going to see how high it would have gone if you stuck it out a little longer.
640.
Yeah, it's going this time, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
820.
Oh, man.
I better bring it.
1,000.
Oh, get it right now.
Yep.
Hey, you know what, Sandra?
That was right.
All good. You got
awesome.
$510. That's $510 you didn't have before, right?
That's $500 bills.
What you going to do with that money?
And a 10 spot.
Pay bills.
Yeah, them bills.
Hey, pay bills maybe $410 and then spend $100 on you, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's a good deal. That's a good deal. All right, Sandra, you have a wonderful day at work. Thank you for signing up at KidNation.com, which is what you should do if you haven't done so. We're going to play all next week again. We play twice a day, so your chances are pretty good.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
You guys, you know who joins us on Fridays, right?
Yeah,
yes,
buddy.
I do.
To talk about movies. Local TV star, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Hi, Gray.
Soon the world.
Damn right.
Before we get into the movies out this week, and make sure you catch her for the fall movie preview, she's going to be with Leonard Maltin on the Reels channel.
Nice.
When are you going to get your own show, Gray?
Actually, that'll be premiering in November, and more news soon.
Yes.
Look at that.
Because Oprah taught me to use The Secret, and that is what I am doing. So there we go.
Okay.
Perfect. What can we look forward to this weekend at the movie theaters?
First, we have a comedy, and I don't know if anybody is going to enjoy it. It is called Masterminds, and it has a really fantastic cast.
It does. Okay? I mean, really, I want to enjoy it, Gray.
Zach Galifianakis is in this, right?
Kristen Wiig.
Owen Wilson,
yeah.
You've got Ken Marino, Leslie Jones, Kate McKinnon, so many good people. So I love your optimism, Kelly. I'm glad you want to love it. And here's what's crazy. This is from the dude that brought us Napoleon Dynamite, and it is a true story. About a guy who drives an armored car who decides to run off with the money, but he chooses the wrong co-conspirators who totally sell him out and accuse him of doing the whole thing, even though they're the ones spending all of his money, and then he's on the lam.
Oh boy.
It could be funny. It could be funny. Here's the problem. This was made a long time ago, and the releasing company ran into a lot of money trouble, and it got delayed, and the movie kind of feels like a mess.
Oh.
Yeah, so I can't wholeheartedly recommend this one. They didn't let the critics see it,
oh.
So it doesn't even have a score right now, but so far,
out of only a few reviews posted, most of them are rotten.
Well, that's a bummer. Yeah, I'm disappointed. That looked good to me in the previews.
I was looking forward to it.
There's better news when I talk about another true life story called Deepwater Horizon.
Okay.
This one hits a little bit closer to home for y'all because it's about a BP oil spill that happened just off the coast of Louisiana.
Yeah. Okay.
And this stars Mark Wahlberg, along with Kurt Russell and Kate Hudson and John Malkovich and Gina Rodriguez. They're telling the story of these people. There were a lot of deaths. This spilled a ton of oil into our oceans. And it is not a sensationalized, fun, like crazy explosions account of what happened. This is a serious drama. And it definitely puts BP on the hook for the bad decisions that they made in the name of corporate greed. So everybody's going bananas for it. It's a solid movie by director Peter Berg.
Well done.
All right.
I like Peter Berg.
What else has he done?
He was in this movie about being frozen, and then he came back and melted many years later, and I can't remember the name of it right now.
Austin
but
Powers?
I've liked him ever since then. You know what I'm talking about, Gray? He and his brother. It's called Late for Dinner.
Well,
Oh,
he was good.
I saw this years ago. He and his brother were accidentally frozen, or they were trying to get away from somebody, and they woke up years later and thawed out. They had stayed the same age, but everybody else had, you know, aged like 30 or 40 years.
Huh. It was, and you know what?
Great.
That one is almost fresh on the tomato meter too. That's at about 58%.
Late for Dinner?
It is. Yeah,
I love that movie. I saw it in the theater. Nobody saw it but me and my friend Tommy Jean.
Yeah.
And I mean, seriously, but it was so good. And that's where I first saw Peter Berg.
Encino Man?
No. Right. I was like, no. Austin Powers?
And when the guy shows up on his doorstep of his wife, because she had been holding supper for him.
The whole time?
Yes. And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm late for dinner. You know, isn't that sweet?
That is pretty sweet.
And now he's still young and she's old, but they still love each other.
Sorry, I'm late for dinner.
I gotta go find that and watch it again.
So funny.
It works when you're 20 years late.
Right? Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really digressed. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you, that is love, by the way, when you hold dinner that long.
All right.
The last movie in theaters this weekend is Ms. Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children Terrible Movie Title.
My daughter is so excited about this. Please tell me
it is
good.
A terrible title.
I have to take her to see it, though.
I think most children can't pronounce the movie title.
Heck no, they can't. They don't even know why she's called Ms. Peregrine. It took me at least 33 solid days of thinking to figure out that Ms. Peregrine turns into a falcon, like a peregrine falcon.
Gray, your falcon knowledge is impressive.
Well, she thought about it for 30 days.
Thank you very much. I have finally cracked code. It is 2 to my life I spent putting that effort into it. And it's pretty good, you guys.
Huh. It is pretty good.
It is an adaptation of a young adult book, just like almost everything else is, and that's why it has that crappy title. It's about a young kid named Jake, and Jake lives in Florida, and his grandfather, unfortunately, passes away under very unusual circumstances. And he goes on a trip with his dad to kind of reconnect with this place that meant a lot to his grandfather. He discovers that his grandfather knew an amazing woman named Ms. Peregrine who protects children with peculiarities.
Huh. What kind of peculiarities?
Peculiarities.
Really good ones, Jenna.
I just saw the Snapchat filter that JC put on me the other day, which is awesome and not awesome because it
gets the eye teeth.
The eye teeth.
One of them wears like iron shoes because she floats away. Another one has a crazy animal jaw in the back of her head. And there are two creepy little twins that wear masks for some unknown reason. And then there's a kid who can animate dead objects. And there's a girl that can make stuff grow real fast. So it's it has like notes of an X-Men feel.
Uh-huh.
It just never gets quite that cool. So don't, like, go expecting a whole lot. But essentially, Ms. Peregrine has to keep all these kids safe. But wouldn't you know that Samuel L. Jackson is after her? He always gets what he wants. So I thought the movie was fun. I liked it. It's not perfect, but, man, it felt a lot closer to Tim Burton's great movies than his crappy ones. So Eva Green is in it, like I said, Sam Jackson. And then a whole bunch of little interesting kids. And the Dame Judi Dench shows up for like 5 minutes.
Did you get to interview Sam again? I know you love interviewing him.
You know I did.
Mm-hmm. I know you did.
I also finally fessed up that I'm getting married very soon.
Oh, how do you take the news, Gray?
He goes, Gray, what are you doing that for?
Right?
And I said, it's because your ass didn't ask me. Ignoring the fact that he is already happily married. And he laughs and he goes, damn it, you snooze, you lose.
And when are you getting married, Gray?
I'm actually getting married in like less than a month, in October.
Where?
Are you doing like a Halloween theme?
Well, we're going to actually just be at the courthouse with the family, and then we'll have a little shindig for more folks at once, and it's going to be super fabulous, and I have a fancy schmancy dress and a big old rock. Woo! Yeah, so I'm excited, and you guys are going to be missing out on movie news for a little while because we're going to be gone enjoying wet bliss.
It's all good.
Where's the honeymoon, baby girl?
We're going to be down in Mexico.
All right.
We want to go with you.
Yeah.
That's where they keep all the tequila, so yay.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
That's where it starts. All right, Gray, well, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck planning the rest of the wedding, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Perfect. Yay.
Bye, Gray. That's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. About to be married.
About to get hitched.
You really can have it all.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, we have Caroline Craddock in studio.
Hello.
Hello, Caroline.
Hey. Good morning.
Because it's time for New Music Friday.
Yes, it is.
We accidentally gave you a New Music Thursday yesterday with the great song, Pen Pineapple Apple Pen.
Oh, my goodness.
I have an apple. Apple pen.
Okay.
Right. I have a pen. I have pineapple, Jenna. Pineapple pen. Apple pen. Pineapple pen. Pen, pineapple, apple, pen.
Is this the Wiggles?
No, it's not the Wiggles. No. The Wiggles?
But that does make sense.
Pen, pineapple, apple, pen.
It sounds
pen,
like
you
the
guys.
Wiggles.
It is true. The world is falling apart.
I still can't believe you guys don't like that song.
No. How do you like that song?
I do like an I think an makes any song better.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what got me.
Or yeah. Sometimes you can get a double, like a
Yeah.
That's
even good. Maybe for the second song he releases, he'll give us a double But that, besides that song,
we have good music.
That's
out.
That's not a music that makes you cooler. I'm just going to go ahead and pull
that's
that.
Music
yeah.
that makes you dumber. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
how
great
dumb
music.
Is he? We're not doing that right now.
We do want to talk about Live in the Vineyard, though, since we're talking about new Music Friday.
Yeah.
Because you do have a song from somebody who's going to be at Live in the Vineyard.
And I didn't even know that. I picked the song just because it's a cool song, and then I found out that they're going to be at Live in the Vineyard, which I get to go to, so I'm so excited to see him there.
Yeah. What's their name?
Rabel.
Rabel. But my mind won't stop. It's just 11 blocks. I know that's your home. It's Friday night. You're not that tight. I know. This could go with music that makes you cooler. It's called 11 Blocks, right,
yeah,
Caroline?
It's a great song.
How'd you find these guys? Oh, this guy.
Just through my
connects.
Research.
Through your connects?
Yes.
Yeah, he needs a Apple pen. You're going to Live in the Vineyard. They're going to be there, or he's going to be there. It's one guy?
I think so.
It's just one guy?
I think so.
And they have a bunch of other great acts at Live in the Vineyard.
So many. I like that one. That's a good one, right?
It's a good one. It's a good chill Rabel. Song.
Rabel. I think it's Rabel.
I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Rubble. No, Rubble's from
this
Paw Patrol.
New music to me.
Yeah. But we do have a treat for you because we have two trips to Napa Valley. That's in California, you guys.
Ooh.
The West Coast for life.
The wine country.
Yeah. You get to go to Live in the Vineyard. Caroline's going to be out there.
It is the coolest event because they have all these really amazing experiences for you. So you get to go do wine tastings at wineries.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll surprise you with musical guests. So you're literally at a winery, drinking wine, eating cheese, watching a band.
Rap. Fellas, get this for your girl. I'm telling you. I don't know why, but girls like going to these vineyard things.
It is the basic girl mecca.
So we have one registered to win, and the other one is up for, you can bid on it online. So you can go to KidNation.com.
And the proceeds go to Kids Kids.
And the proceeds do go to Kids Kids. What kind of bands are we going to see out there, Caroline?
So Mike Posner is going to be there, who I love. There were moments when you fall to the ground,
but you were stronger than you feel you are now. I'm glad he came back.
He's cool.
He's really cool.
He's cool like me. Cool like you. cooler than you?
You think you're cooler than me. Cooler than me.
Yeah.
You were close.
Yeah. Cool. I knew it was something cool.
Dancing all around.
Did he change? I took a pill in Ibiza in Napa.
If
you haven't heard the original version of that song that he does before they danced it up, it's so sad.
Depressing. Because he wrote it when he was super down.
Yeah.
It's sad. Yeah.
Who else is going to be out there, Caroline?
Philip Phillips.
Love Philip Phillips, American Idol winner.
American Idol.
Come on, come on, come on. Won't you turn my soul into a raging fire? Come on, come on, come on. Till we lose control.
He also had that cool song, Home, which was, I think, his American Idol winning song.
Yeah, that was his single.
I love
it. Like a really good Chevrolet commercial. Something.
That's
like
what I hear this song in. No, it is.
Yeah.
And also, the band most people call OAR, but they're
O-A-R. O-A-R.
Yeah. You break my legs, then make me walk. You seal my lips, then demand I talk. You
so if you win this, or you bid on it and you win it, you're going to get round-trip airfare for two on Southwest Airlines, two-night hotel accommodations, transportation to Napa, to all the events in Napa. You get a private acoustic concert Friday and Saturday night. Private tasting events at Sutter Home Wines.
There you go. Talk about
it's
the wine.
It's legit, I'm telling you.
When is it?
It's the first weekend of November.
And you get to hang out with Caroline.
I want to go.
You should go.
Should
go with
me.
Alan.
I have to work.
We're good at wine tasting together, Aunt
Kelly.
No, but
I have to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also a band that's really close to the show. Good friends of the show.
The band of all bands, Blue October.
Because we'll be dancing in the kitchen in the pale moonlight.
My wife loves this song.
This song's so good.
And you got to sit down with Justin from Blue October.
I did. He is on a loft tour where he goes and performs at all the loft hotels.
Super intimate.
Okay.
It's really cool. And the line to get in was insane. I think there were probably 200, 300 people in the lobby of an aloft hotel. So I got to sit down with him, and he... I've got to meet him two times. Like, and every time I meet him, he remembers me, asks me to text him. He's so
really
nice.
He's a really cool guy,
my dad had a pretty big influence on him. We kind of talked about it in the interview, but my dad, he was not sober for a very long time. And if you guys have followed his career, his first album is
not your
really,
dad, but
Justin.
No, Justin.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, my dad was
Justin
sober.
From Blocked Over.
His first album's really negative and
dark.
You know, his songs are very dark. He was very suicidal.
Into the Ocean.
Yeah,
he performed right there where Al is standing.
It moved me. I mean, I've never seen a song, a performance like that. Mm-hmm. The veins popped out in his neck. I can remember like it
you
was
get
yesterday.
Tears.
You
feel the pain when he sings for sure.
But what's cool is my dad, when he was in studio, sat him down and was like, dude, you're too talented to be this messed up. You got to get your stuff together.
Yeah.
So he told me that story.
Yeah.
We have it in the interview. It's pretty cool.
It was crazy. I was so out of my mind. And he saw me, and I just remember I couldn't look him in the eyes. He kept trying to look at me in the eyes. I'm like, hey, you in there?
Wow.
And I remember we requested an interview with him, and he turned it down, you know, because... He loved me.
And every single
time I was in town, he would always see me. He would always, always talk to me. But it was like an uncle seeing his nephew just completely destroying his life, you know. So I remember that day, and I remember leaving, telling Paul, like, oh, man, I don't know why you canceled on us. But I knew in my heart, you know.
Yeah.
Your dad was an awesome man.
He did
a lot for me. No, your dad was a spectacular human being. And an amazing, amazing, amazing soul, and such a great supporter of Blue October and of all artists. And he was also like that figure that would also slap your hand.
Oh, 1,000%.
If just you don't, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it. Yeah, but no, those were good days. And your dad was amazing. He's always one of my favorite people to talk to.
He loved you.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
And if you're a fan of Blue October, you've seen Justin's ups and downs, mm-hmm. and he got a little heavy set, and now if you see him, he's in super great shape.
He is, like, I just, sitting there with him, I was so proud of him. I don't know this guy, you know, I've met him twice, I followed his career.
Yeah.
But it was like seeing like a brother really just get through it, and he's sitting there, he's married, he has kids, he's so happy, he just exudes happiness. I got really teary being around him because he's such a good place, and I, you know, I do some songwriting, so he was able to give me some advice about this new album's really happy.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of were talking about that.
Yeah, how did he write these songs?
Yeah.
I go jogging. Like me jogging? I'm jogging and then I hate jogging.
Yeah.
But I'd have the music in my ears. And I'd be writing these lyrics as I was jogging. And then every single time I would say, okay, you're tired. I'd say, no, you little you keep jogging. And so I started writing lyrics about how that felt.
Yeah.
To just not stop and to keep jogging and keep jogging. But it then just relate it to life, too.
So cool. So he's jogging. Kelly, you've been jogging?
Yeah.
How are your songs coming along?
My knee hurts.
Will you should write a song about it.
Kelly, will you Facebook Live the next jog?
Can I?
Yeah, you just got to hold your arm out. Yeah. It'll be awkward, but you can do it. You can do anything.
Yeah, you can do it.
I'll try.
Your arm's going to be sore.
I can't really talk. What I'm doing is I use an app that it's a timer. And so I'll run 3 minutes, walk a minute, run 2 minutes, walk a minute. So I have to have that going. So I don't know.
Well, how you could get you a headgear of some sort that like keeps the camera in front of you hands free.
Oh, I think
you could just
kind of
estimate what 3 minutes is. I do it all the time.
No, I mean, to the second.
Yeah.
Because it's a game you play with yourself. I'm not humoring you. I just, you know.
That's 3 minutes. Good night.
Gosh. What is he talking about, Ian Kelly? What's he talking about?
I don't know.
He's talking, I don't know.
Jogging.
Yeah.
Lunges.
Work it out, that's all. Live in the Vineyard.
Anyway.
Everyone. Yes, Live in the Vineyard. We have two trips. One, you bid on it. The other one, you can win it if you register. Go to KidNation.com. Proceeds go to Kids Kids. And a bonus, Idina Menzel. We'll have brunch at our winner's brunch on that Sunday.
How nice.
Elsa herself. That's Elsa. For all you Frozen fans. Idina Menzel. Again, KidNation.com. Sign up for that. You'll be hanging out with Caroline Craddock.
Hang out with me and drink wine.
Yay.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.